This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. We've got a great show lined up for you today and we're going to kick it off with a little something different. And we've had Jesse on with us before from Littleton Jewelry. And you've heard about him here on Rush to Reason, Drive Radio. And I went in and Jesse was kind enough to help me out with a watch and then also to help me out to get another watch. And so I wanted to get him on here a little bit just to talk. So Jesse, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So how's the jewelry business these days?
It's been good. Very, very good. We've getting a lot of folks coming off of KLZ, and I'll tell you, and this is not, what would you say, hyperbole? they are the best folks that we get in, for sure.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. And we do have great listeners. So I'm telling you, if you're looking for a good jeweler, you're looking for some jewelry, and hey, holidays are right around the corner. We hope you'll go and give Jesse and Littleton Jewelry a chance to earn your business and your trust, and I promise you they'll take great care of you. They're located at 6323 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton. So, Jesse, give us a little bit of history. We got a few minutes here in our first segment, so give us a little bit of history. And I know your business was family-owned and so continues to be so, but how'd you get into this?
2005, it was started by my parents, and then in 2013, my wife and I were approached by my parents, and they said, hey, would you guys like to take over the business? And at first, my wife was a little resistant, and I thought, you know what, let me just see. I had a great job at the time, and I thought, man, I'd like to own my own business. And I told my dad, I said, let me come down and just shadow you for a day and see what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'll tell you, it was like light bulb, right? Smoke coming out of the top of my head. I was thinking, I thought, man, this is perfect. And so I agreed with them. I said, hey, let's do this. My wife said, you're crazy. And but she shortly got on board, and here we are 6 years later, and it's been a great success.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, one thing I was wanting to talk with you a little bit about today, because, you know, I think you hear just about in every jeweler's ad something about custom, and that can mean a lot of different things, I guess, to different people, and they're defining that. So take a minute and just kind of walk us through what, when you say custom, what that means to folks that will come shop at Littleton Jewelry.
Literally making a ring from scratch. So if you think about a cake, you go and you buy all the ingredients, you know, your flour, your cocoa powder, and your butter, and you put it all together, and out comes a cake, right? Well, if you're not a great baker, you're not going to get a great cake. Here at Littleton Jewelry, we know all the proper ingredients to put in to make that great cake or great piece of jewelry for you. So you come in with your ideas. If you've got, like, grandma's old ring or perhaps a wedding ring and you want to refresh it, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. You bring in any ideas, any old jewelry. We do old coins. We do old tea sets. You can use all that for trade, you know, to help pay for everything. And then what we do is we sit down with you and we say, hey, what are you thinking here? You know, you're thinking a 3-stone ring. You're thinking a pendant. You're thinking a bracelet. You know, what is it that you envision? And then it's like a giant filter. And then we dump everything in there, and then out the bottom, we come up with the exact idea that you're hoping for. And then we go to CAD, which is your computer drawing.
Right.
And that'll show you a picture, which we'll email to you, that you'll see what it looks like. And it gives you several different, it's called a rendering, and just to make sure that it's just right. And then we get a wax. And if you want, you can actually try the wax on. We can actually take your stones, your diamonds or, you know, sapphires, rubies, whatever, and we can actually set them in there so you can get a great idea of what it looks like. And then we go to pour, and we can make it out of platinum. We can make it out of gold, you know, whatever you want to make it out of within reason. I mean, we can't make it out of tungsten.
Sure.
But any precious metal, we can make it out of that. And then we warranty it for life, and we just need to see it every 6 months to keep the warranty in place. And that covers minor stone loss. It covers sizing, covers retips on the prongs. You know, it just it makes it so it's not a headache for you. But for life, we cover that.
Wow, that's awesome. Again, now, Jesse, your last name is not real easy one, so I'm going to let you pronounce it because we all just call you Jesse.
Oh, no worries. No worries. It's Sarda like a cow on skis. That's what I tell everybody. Sardakowski.
Sardakowski. Okay. Hey, I can get that. All right.
So, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. So Jesse Sardakowski is with us from Littleton Jewelry. Hey, we got it down now. They're located 6323 South Santa Fe Drive. And, you know, looking to some things about on your website, and too, I just want to touch on a few things. But one thing is you buy diamonds, gold, silver, and jewelry as well. So tell us about that process.
Well, you don't need to make an appointment. People do like to make an appointment because sometimes they bring in like this whole box, you know, and it can be worth a ton of money. And so if you want to do that, we're happy to do a private appointment. You can do that for the custom jewelry, you know, for whatever you want. You can always call, make a private appointment, and we'll make sure to have a time set aside for you. So you bring in whatever you've got, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll tell you what it is that, you know, if it's worth something, if it's not. And then we'll give you a we can give you three different values. We give you an appraisal value, we can give you a retail value, and we can give you a wholesale value. Okay, so these three, each one's different, and each one's used for different circumstances. You know, the appraisal value would be, well, I'm going to wear it, and I need an appraisal on it just in case I need to replace it. It goes to my insurance, okay? So it covers you. So those are usually 20 to 30% higher above retail. Retail value is, you know, what we sell for in our shop.
Right.
And then wholesale value is generally what we'll give you for it because we can buy it wholesale. So, you know, we're gonna give you a wholesale. I just bought $1,300 in coins just yesterday. So a guy came in just based off of a referral, brought in all of his coins, and I gave him a price. He shopped it. And he came back, and we purchased the coins.
Wow.
So it's a pretty simple process. Diamonds are the same way. You know, bring the diamond in. A lot of times we get it loose, Scott, you know, or it's already set. We'll take a look at it and let you know what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's fairly technical when you get into what makes a good diamond and all that, but take a minute and just, you know, a couple minutes and talk, just kind of educate us on the whole diamond buying process for our buyer.
No problem. So it's called the four C's: color, cut, clarity, and carat. Okay, carat is the measurement of weight. It comes from the carob seed. Carob seeds were used in old trading. And the reason why carob seeds were used was because they were very uniform in their weight and size. So hence the name carat. Okay, and a carat, one carat means that the diamond, if you took a 100 pennies, okay, 100 pennies would equal a dollar. That's what that means. So if you hear like a half a carat, 50 cents on a dollar. Okay.
Hmm.
So that's the first C, so carat weight. The second one would be color. Color ranges from D all the way to the end of the alphabet. Okay, D means colorless. It doesn't start at A, B, or C. And then it goes down from there. And then the closer it gets, the more yellow you get generally. Okay.
Gotcha.
A nice diamond is going to be in that D to about I color, maybe J. And then anything below that, you're really going to start seeing the yellow in it. And then the next one after color would be the cut. And cut is super, super important. It's actually the most important in determining a diamond's value. And the reason why is because if a diamond's not cut correctly to the proper symmetry, it's not going to refract the light correctly.
Hmm.
That's why it's so, so, so important in grading a diamond. And a diamond with a nice cut and polish and symmetry and all those things that go into grading a diamond is really going to sparkle nice. And you will see the difference in a well-cut diamond. And then the last one is the clarity. And that's the grade that most people get hung up on is, oh, man, I want an SI1 or I want an SI2 or I want a VVS1 or whatever it is, okay? And what I tell people on that one, hey, if it's an SI2 or better, that means you can't see it with the naked eye.
Wow, okay.
So it's the one that, I mean, we love a really, really nice diamond. But to be honest with you, if it's an SI2 or greater, okay, and goes SI1 and goes up from there, I wouldn't be too concerned about it unless mm-hmm. that is like an investment quality diamond that you want for heirloom quality to pass on to your progeny. Then I would say, yeah, step up on the four C's and really, you know, go for something big. But otherwise, we can guide you and get you the best bang for your buck.
Gotcha. Now, you get something nice like that and a nice diamond. Maintenance, I know you're a big proponent of that. So talk about the importance of just getting your jewelry maintained.
Scott, do you own a truck?
Yeah, I do.
I've seen your truck. It's a nice truck.
Thank you.
And let's say that truck, you drive it for 100,000 miles, and you don't take it in to have the tires rotated, brakes checked, lubrication, things like that. What's going to happen to that truck?
Yeah. Break down, break out.
Yeah, you're not going to get to 100,000 miles,
sure.
Right? Stuff's going to fall off. Well, jewelry's the exact same way. If you're not, you know, proactively getting it checked every so often, we recommend every 6 months at the minimum. But if you're not proactively getting it checked, guess what falls off?
Mm-hmm.
The diamond, right? And if it's mom's diamond or grandma's diamond, you can't replace that. It's gone. And diamonds are small, and sometimes they're cut. Some of the older cuts are called European cuts or old Euro cuts or old miner's cuts. We can't really replace those today because they don't cut them that way anymore. And so it's really, really important that you have them come on in, you know, your spouse or yourself or, you know, whoever has the jewelry, and we'll clean and inspect free of charge. It takes 5 minutes, and we'll let you know. You know, if stuff is tightened, if it's not, and if it needs maintenance. And then we do everything in-house, Scott. Nothing leaves our store. Okay?
Wow.
So it goes,
okay.
It goes to me or a pre or Ty. Those are the three, we're the three front folks. And then it goes right to my jeweler. And then it goes from my jeweler back to one of us, and that's it. And then back to you.
Okay. Boy, that's great. Again, Jesse's with us from Littleton Jewelry, 6323 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton. And, again, this is a great store, people you can trust. We highly, highly recommend them. You'll hear more about them with John Rush on Rush to Reason and all. But I want to get Jesse on because, boy, they took great care of me, and I promise you they'll take great care of you. So give them a chance to earn your business. And, guys, hey, man, if you're looking for something really special, go in, sit down with Jesse, and let him draw up something and get something extra special there for your wife and all. So now watches. Let's touch on that. Got a couple minutes left. Man, you got a great selection of watches there, too. So talk about those a moment.
So the main watch we carry is Citizen. And Citizen's pretty unique in the watch world. They're made in Japan, which I don't know about you, but I like stuff that's made in Japan. It used to be that was a bad thing,
right?
Post-World War II. But today, that's actually a great thing. I believe they're the third largest economy in the world for good reason. They make great stuff. It's got a 5-year warranty, runs off of light, so no batteries, no maintenance. They'll go on average about 10 to 12 years before anything more than likely will need to be done, as long as you keep them in the light.
Yeah.
And they'll go several months without any light, but as I tell everybody, if you're not going to wear it, I say stick it close to the window. That way it receives in. It's any kind of light, natural or artificial. It's just a great product. Now, also, we do a ton of Rolexes here, Scott. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I've been in there and I've talked to you so much and looked around a little bit, so I did not know Rolex, yeah.
Yep, we do a lot of high-end watches, not the sales side as much. We do occasionally get them, and we'll get them on consignment, or we outright purchase them, and then we put them for sale. So we move probably half dozen that way a year. But our biggest part that we can offer folks is we do Rolex repair or any type of mechanical watch repair, old pocket watches, things like that. And that is done here locally. We don't ship it off. You know, it's not like it's going, you know, overseas, any of that. It's actually done here locally. And then we warranty most pieces, timepieces, for 2 years against any defects. So.
Wow, good deal. Well, Jesse, hey, man, appreciate it. Appreciate you being with us here at KLZ 560. And it's great to partner with you. And I'll get by there and see you because I'm sure I need to get a few things for the wife there before Christmas. So I'll come
Scott
see
you. Watley. Scott the Watley man. Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
All right, bud. All right, again, that's Jesse. Go by and see him and let him know you heard about him here on KLZ 560. Again, it's Littleton Jewelry, 6323 South Santa Fe Drive. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Up Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad to have our real estate professional, the only one that we endorse and do business with, and that is Pamela Meyer. Pamela is a senior certified housing professional. She's a Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams Realty in the Denver Tech Center. You can check out her website, great website, denverhomenavigators.com. And her phone number for that free consultation is 303-506-0106. And with that, we will welcome Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
you, sir?
Great
to see you. You know, I thought you've been doing shows for a long time. And sometimes I think people, when they don't know a realtor, which probably everybody does, but I tell them, if it's your aunt or a relative and they've done their second house in 2 years, you know, you're better off dealing with somebody. You wouldn't go to a doctor that's only done
one
procedures or maybe one a year. So you know what? That board professional really fits in here. So let's talk about what your kind of consultation. Phone rings. Pamela Meyer, heard you on Haystack Help Radio. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
And they say, thinking about selling my house.
Mm-hmm.
What happens from that point?
Well, we sit and chat a little bit on the phone to talk about, you know, where do you live? How long have you owned it? What are your plans? You're thinking about selling your home. Why? Just to get a little bit of information. If they're leaving the state, do they have some deadlines they have to adhere to in terms of somebody needs to be at a job by X or the kids need to be in Arizona by Y because school is back in session, excuse me. So I do my best to try and glean a fair amount of information in maybe a 10-minute phone call, and then we set an appointment for me to meet you normally at your home,
mm-hmm.
because I need to see the house
sure.
to really come up. I mean, I can give you a ballpark, but it's a big ballpark,
mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, what have you done to the house? What, you know, I try to find out a little bit of that while we're on the phone, and then I can do a little bit of preliminary research, come talk to you, see your home, and then, and that part is really number one, eye to eye, face to face. You get to see who I am. Do I get you? Do you think I know what the heck I'm talking about? I mean, really, truthfully.
Sure, no, absolutely.
Am I your communication style? You know, some people, personalities are like oil and water.
Yep.
And if that's the case, well, then we can just call it good. It's not a big deal. I'm not a fit for everybody.
Right.
But given that we have a reasonable conversation, then my next commitment is to go and find out, okay, if we're going on right now, we're going to go on the market in the next 3 weeks, my next thing that I do is I go preview what your competition is. Mm. I get into the homes to see, because if it's in an area where I haven't been working recently, I need to see what's on there now.
Right.
I mean, and I can see from pictures, but it's different when you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I can come back to you as the seller and give you, okay, this is this house. This is what they've done. This is how it shows. I've talked to the agent, and they've only had 2 showings a week, and they haven't had any offers. And they've been on the market for 30 days.
Because it does not matter what you list something for.
Nope. It does not. Well, actually, it does matter.
Yeah.
It matters in terms of the type of traffic you're going to attract.
Sure. But I guess my point, you want them to be realistic in their pricing, because you know what? They want to sell it. You want to sell it. And it doesn't do any good to try to price it up where your neighbor got something, but yet the houses aren't comparable, and you don't want to admit that.
Right, right. And you know, it's like my job is to tell you the truth, and I will guarantee you probably 95% is you can find an agent and interview them, and they will list it at whatever you say.
Sure.
I'm not that girl.
Right. So where do you get into the point then of, you know, once they decide, hey, let's do business, of maybe walking through and telling them what things they need to do before they list it, whether it's paint one room, paint it all, carpet replacement, that kind of, when do those conversations happen?
Sometimes they bring up things that they know they think they want to do, or what often happens is, well, we're thinking, yeah, we know the carpet needs to be replaced, so we'd give a carpet allowance, and we have that conversation about why that isn't necessarily the best idea. Because people in their mind's eye, your $4,000 carpet, you know, replacement is $10,000 in their mind's eye. And so that's what their number is, and that's not what your number is. So sometimes it's better. Sometimes we actually go and get bids and post them and leave them on the counter. We can do all sorts of things depending upon really how desperately it needs it. Once I have a signed listing agreement is when I employ my stager, who's really better at saying, that's my favorite color too, but it's not current. I mean, you know,
right.
She really is, and she's out there a lot, so she sees what are the trends, how fast is that trend moving, and is it left already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, gray was a big deal, and gray and white.
Right.
Well, how long is that going to last?
Sure.
So if we're talking about putting your house on the market in 3 years when your kids graduate from high school, which I've had conversations with people like that 3 years ago. Their kids are now seniors. So now we're starting to look at, okay, you want to wait till they're off to college? And then we'll start looking. I mean, that's that conversation. Because it really has to be on their timetable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their timetable is flexible, and sometimes it's not. And based on if it's not, then we really have to be on purpose. There is no testing the market.
Right.
And I appreciate it so much when I just had a client who was like the most ideal person. I mean, she did have some real estate background, but has never sold real estate. And the way I explained pricing brackets just made total sense to her. And I think we got more action at 475 and went under contract in a day versus if we had priced it at 480. It just was right on that 25.
Right.
And smooth as silk, all that stuff.
Great.
So we go from there. I don't give them everything and walk out the door.
Sure.
I mean, I want people to hire me.
Sure, absolutely. So at what point are there any inspections that you do kind of pre-listing?
I make recommendations, especially if, for me, on your behalf as a seller, I require a roof inspection, especially if you've gotten, if you still have a wood shake roof.
Right.
Because that's going to come up.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want for my client is to have negotiated a price and then they're on the hook for a new roof.
New roof.
Like, if that's an issue, let's deal with it now. Mm-hmm. It might be an insurance claim that you could get done, but then let's market the house with a brand new roof.
Right.
And not give all that away. The second thing I recommend is a sewer scope. Because the last thing you want to find out is you need a new sewer line. Because you will be buying that.
Yeah. Are there still things, I'm thinking back years ago, a lot of people say, oh, we want the appliances left, or we want this left, or curtains, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Are there still things like that sometimes are included?
Uh-huh. Built-in appliances are included. Fixtures are included automatically. For example, here's a good definition of what the fixture is versus a personal property item.
Okay.
Think of your bathroom, and if your mirror in the bathroom has clippies and is glued to the wall, that stays. That's a fixture. If when you remodeled it, you did a hanging mirror and it's on a hook, that's personal property.
Gotcha.
You know, sconces that are screwed into the wall, unless they are specifically excluded, they are included because they're fixtures. I actually have a listing on the market where there are some pieces that are artwork that are screwed into the wall, and those are specifically excluded. And the seller, of course, will patch and paint and make it look perfect, but those aren't staying.
Right.
But they're itemized. So things like that. A refrigerator is considered a personal item versus a stove or a dishwasher. And some people go ahead and include the refrigerator because it fits that space, and where they're going, it might not. Sometimes it's negotiable. Washers and dryers often are taken, not left, unless somebody is, sometimes if you're moving out of state, it's more expensive to move it than it is to leave it.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of minutes. Man, time goes so fast. A couple minutes left here. But let's talk about the side of your business where you help people in their right sizing. And because that's a specialty, I think.
It is.
It takes a certain personality and someone with your expertise. So talk a minute a little bit about that.
I like to help those of us I call as 55 and better who are making later in life moves. And what that normally involves is getting rid of some stuff. Moving to an environment that normally requires less maintenance because you don't want to do it anymore, fewer stairs. Not even if you're making that move and you're still very capable of doing stairs, but we're looking ahead at our aging process and saying, I don't want to be forced into another move if I can't do the stairs.
Sure.
Temporarily or permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at that and we look at time frame. And right. Then we just make recommendations from there because I have resources for people to help people declutter, depersonalize, and get rid of stuff they don't want and treasure the stuff they still want. And
stuff your wife tells you you don't need anymore. Do you have someone for that? Because Victoria brings that up quite often. You haven't been in that for a long time. But here's the way Pamela puts it is, simplifying your life should leave you overjoyed, not overwhelmed. Downsizing made easy. And again, we love the term right-sizing. But you or a loved one may be in that, find yourself in that position. I'm telling you, it goes a lot better with a plan.
Yes.
Instead of just reacting to something once something happens. So give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. Again, you can find Pamela at haystackhelp.com, also at referralsforseniors.com, and at her own website, denverhomenavigators.com. So, Pamela, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have our financial expert back in studio with us, David Cishan. Cishan Financial Services are with the Householder Group. Their number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. David, glad to see you again, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Scott.
You know, we talk about this whole thing about retirement and, well, we're all living longer. One thing I wanted to talk about, I was talking with some ladies actually at our church the other day, and we always talk about it. It seems like the guy goes first. You know, so a lot of women out there, you know, are left. And, you know, I mean, I've met some. They said they never wrote a check, okay? Their husband did everything for them. They didn't even know how to fill out a check. So I want to spend a couple of minutes on the female side of things when that woman is left. I mean, and boy, not knowing what to do or where to turn, whatever. I'm sure you probably had this happen in your career. What are some suggestions out there when, you know, maybe something happened very quickly and, you know, they just weren't prepared for this?
Well, and that's a good point, Scott. And we see a lot of couples come in, and the wife doesn't have much of a clue as to anything financially. And that's even in estate, on the estate plan side,
mm-hmm.
all right, protection plan, anything financial. The guy has been handling it. And if they come in and they don't bring their wives, we don't go any further. They got to bring their wives in. I don't care if she doesn't like it or doesn't want to know about it. They got to bring them in because, again, they're going to be left holding the bag, whether they realize it or not.
Right.
We have an online seminar that we do 24/7 just for women. And they can go on and look at that and see the things that they have to be aware of. And it's a great half-hour seminar that they should look at. But again, what things that we see are just understanding where their assets are,
mm-hmm.
and what their assets are doing for them. A lot of folks that come in don't, the women just don't know it.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's the woman that handles everything.
Right.
And it really is the guy. He doesn't have a clue.
Sure, right.
You know, we see both sides, but it's normally the woman that doesn't have control. And having control over the five areas of financial planning, having an idea who to turn to, where to go, is going to relieve that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If they have an advisor or an attorney or whatever, it's important that they at least know who to turn to and what to be looking for.
Right. So when we talk about, you know, our retirement dollars, I mean, I guess the big question is, you know, are we doing everything we can to maximize those retirement dollars? What all are you looking at when you ask that question? Are you doing everything you can to really maximize those dollars that you're saving?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by maximizing. My favorite quote to people is, I really don't care how much money you make. I care how much money you keep. Mm-hmm. Big difference. And maximizing means how much money do we need to cover our expenses.